Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots are entering their final week of the preseason, getting ready for their game against the Giants on Thursday. But before we move on to what's on tap for this week, let's tie up some of those loose ends in the loss against the Detroit Lions. Obviously, they couldn't have game planned for a game like that, but definitely a lot of lessons to be learned, a humbling experience to say the least.
Well, that's what you figure the last few days have been, and really this whole week. You figured that this was a chance for Bill Belichick to make sure everybody's uncomfortable.
Right.
No one feels like they've earned a roster spot. Right. No one feels like they're playing really well. I mean, they had a couple of pretty good preseason games.
Right.
Not flawless, but pretty good. And if some of these younger guys, we've talked about how many rookies are relying upon an offense. They got a lot of first, second, third-year guys in this team. If any players were feeling like they've got it made and this team hasn't made, they'll be brought down a notch.
Right.
And that's probably what these last few days of watching film and of getting prepared for not just the Giants, but week one of the season have been about.
Right, four turnovers in the first half. Hard to imagine they're not going to be doing a lot of ball security drills this week. Well, let's move on to some things that are happening this week. On Tuesday, the Patriots premiere will be happening. That always happens this time of year. It's the Patriots Charitable Foundation gala type of event. It's an auction type of thing, a ticketed event. So that will happen on Tuesday. But we know it's a big deal for a lot of these players on Tuesday as well, as the roster will be trimmed down from 85 guys to 75. And then again on Saturday, down to the 53 final men on the roster.
The makeup and feel of this entire team, and really every team in the NFL, will change a lot over the next 2 days, but really the next 7 days. Saturday when they have to make the cut, Sunday, Monday when practice squads get into shape and they bring players from other teams in. But you mentioned, you know, the Patriots premiere on Tuesday night.
Right.
There's a lot of guys right now who are like, oh, yeah, what's the itinerary for that event? And, oh, what time do I have to be there and all that? Unfortunately, for some of these guys, they'll have been released by then. Now, what's interesting about the Tuesday cuts, you know, last year on that particular day, the Patriots released five players, a few on injured reserve and all that. They were all veterans. Dante Stallworth, Jabbar Gaffney, Gerard Warren, guys like that. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if the Patriots, release a few guys that maybe are veterans, not rookies, and give them a chance to hook on.
I thought you were going to mention the rookie haircuts, because I remember last year during the gala, the haircuts were a big deal.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to watch on Tuesday. Well, let's talk about some of those guys who maybe are on the bubble. Who's somebody who you think maybe will or won't make the cut on this week?
One guy who I kept a real close eye on Thursday night against the Lions, Adrian Wilson. Before the game, I really thought he was a lock to be on this roster. As that game went on, and I saw him in the game, in the fourth quarter, really by far the last starting type player in the game on defense, looking around at some of the other guys, I didn't feel great about his spot. But even earlier in the day, I didn't feel great about the way he was playing. Really missed a lot of opportunities to get down Reggie Bush, guys like that. I think he might be on the outside looking in. Honestly, if I had to really put my hand on it right now, I'd say Adrian Wilson doesn't make this team. They have some interesting decisions to make in the defensive backfield, but seeing him in the game in the fourth quarter in Detroit didn't look good in my eyes.
That was a little bit of a surprise to me. And something else that was kind of surprising was seeing Leon Washington, who's the bubble player that I'm going to choose here, not returning kickoffs. He did return some punts, but I think that he's on the bubble, and I think that he will make this team. I think that the way the state of the offense right now, I think the Patriots are going to need all of those versatile running backs that they have. Coach Belichick has talked time and time again how each running back brings so much more to the game, and I think that Leon Washington was brought here for a specific role, to have a role here on special teams. And I think that he can also be utilized as a running back on this team. So that's who I've got my on, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big week.
Those veterans and then a lot of rookies, obviously, really on the bubble, really not sure how this week is going to go.
Right. So it'll be a busy week here. We'll have practice this week, and then we'll be ready for game day on Thursday. It's going to be a short one. So we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.